Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and I'm super glad you're here. Well, first of all, I'm excited and happy because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday is just a great day. How many of you like the Wednesday? Put it in the chat. If you like Wednesday, it's a great day. I love Wednesday. Reason number two I'm happy is because Only Murders in the Building is back, and that is the best show on television. Y'all, if you are not watching it, you are missing it. We watched episode one. They put three episodes out yesterday. Pat Moyer. They put three episodes out yesterday. We watched the first one. And the first episode was really good. If you've not seen Only Murders in the Building, your life is really missing out on what could be an amazing addition to your world. So I'm going to encourage you to watch it. Is there anybody Martin than anybody in front of you than Steve Martin? What's the other guy's name? Martin Short and Selena Gomez together. It's the weirdest trio and it's hilarious. Watch it. That's why you're here, by the way. This is two masterminds in one where we talk about what's on my mind, which clearly is Only Murders in the Building. And then We pull out stuff from Pivot Shift Ahead as well. But I want to talk about something else today. I've got a Wednesday webinar. Do you know what I have found, Barb Whitney, is that Wednesdays are the best day for a Wednesday webinar. So I just want y'all to remember that. Wednesday is the best day for a Wednesday webinar. And we have a Wednesday webinar today called Burnout is Not a Strategy. That's at 2 o'clock Eastern time. And Julia put the link in the chat for that as well. If you are listening to the podcast version, you can go to wednesdaywebinar.jamesdshaw.com to register. wednesdaywebinar.jamesdshaw.com to register. 2 o'clock Eastern time today is when I'm going to do this webinar. You're invited, and I hope you'll come join. 20 minutes or so is all we'll be on. It's pretty short. But why? Why are we doing this? Well, because I hang out with you every day for 5.5 years. We've done 1,400 calls. And on the 1,400 calls, I can tell when you're starting to get stressed out, burned out, and freaked out. I went and pulled some data. I found this really interesting. I want to share it with you. There's literally data about when burnout hits by industry that you work in. Did you know that that data exists? They've gone and looked at different industries and go, you know, when is it that you're more likely to start to experience your burnout? And literally, they have an exact date. August 22nd for real estate professionals. August 22nd, that was just a couple of weeks ago, is when we're the most likely to get into burnout stage. Then there's more data. Gallup says 75% of employees in the United States say they experience burnout at least sometimes, and 25% report feeling burned out often or always. Now put it in the chat if you've ever had some burnout that you're like, WTF. Why am I doing this? This is hard. And then the data shows that burnout only becomes more of a challenge as we get closer to the end of the year because of holidays and things like that. I want to help you. I want to help you get through the burnout. So today at 2 o'clock Eastern time, we're going to do Burnout is Not a Strategy. And I hope you'll join me. 20 minutes or so, we'll walk through it. If you can't be on it live, don't worry. It's 2025. All things are recorded. Even when I said we would never record this part of the call, we now record it and share it with you. Then I found out nobody listens to it. It's really cute. Y'all demanded that we record it and then nobody listens. It's very sweet. It's kind of like my kid. But anyway, so I want to make sure we understand burnout. And so I want you to think about, I want to open it up that when you're getting that anxiety goes up, the burnout is there. And in the thing this afternoon, I'll walk through ways you can tell. Like, how is it you can tell maybe that you're experiencing a little bit burnout? We'll talk about that this afternoon. But I want to hear, when you are feeling that burnout, that maybe just the stuff that excites you doesn't excite you anymore. The routine, mundane tasks are hard for you to do that traditionally are pretty easy to do, but all of a sudden they become hard. What strategies do you use to push through burnout? So we'll go to Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, James. Thanks for letting me share. Yeah, burnout. Actually, to me, burnout is just, well, my cure for burnout is just a change of state. Whether I take a break, get out on my hybrid bike, go for a bike ride, or just like yesterday, mom ordered up a few cubic yards of mulch. And after 5 hours of doing mulch, I said to myself, I can't wait to do real estate.
That'll do it to you. Mulch will always get you to go back to doing what you wanted to do. That's a true story. Nicole, your hand's back up. Did you want to share?
Yes. Good morning, James. I'm so sorry. I was
trying to unmute
and accidentally put my hand back down.
It's all good. No worries.
Yes, so Nicoya in Houston, Texas. I saw an article yesterday, and I heard on the news that so many people was losing their jobs, then they couldn't get another job. And I had a lot of anxiety and burnout. So when I was hearing those people who were saying like they couldn't get another job and how the job market was, it gave me a lot of energy to lead generate. So I'm like, you know what, our job isn't so bad after all. So I just kept on going, and I got the motivation to just, no matter how hard things get, all we do is just call people, lead generate, and market. Like, I feel like what we feel like is so daunting and hard, people have it harder. So that's what motivated me.
Nicoya is not trying to go out and find a job right now because she has one, but she's got to do the work. But the challenge is, if we're not doing the work, sometimes we have to go find one. But I'll tell you, I'm hiring right now on my team. It is competitive. Like, you're not looking for a job. It's competitive, and it's going to be hard to find one. That's a true story. Oh, let's hear from more people. I'm going to bounce around just because Bree, so stand by, because we got hands up we don't hear from all the time, and I want to get them in. I mean, the fact that Nick Alvarez got up at 7:43 in Miami. I feel like she probably just got home, or she's on her way to cycle. Are you on your way to do your cycling?
I already taught class this
You already
morning.
taught class. You need to watch her on the socials because I've got it. Can I come to one of your classes and you can teach me how to do all this?
Yes, sir. We
All
can do a
right.
pivot cycling.
Yes, let's do it. All right. So anyway, talk about burnout, Nick.
So two things. Recently, I've been feeling burnt out as far as like the drive to and from the office. So I know this is a controversial topic, but I used to love going to the office, and I re recently pivoted to working from home. So we revamped our home office. Before, it was just kind of like a half storage, throw the desk there, and made it a really fun space to work in. So now I'm working from home. And then the other thing, as far as like avoiding burnout, is just making a small goal. So I had kind of stopped lead generating for a little bit, like just like, or is very inconsistent. So I recently set a very small, attainable goal to get the momentum going. And we learned that in John Acuff's All It Takes Is a Goal. Is
I was literally
easy,
pulling it out.
there you go.
Yeah.
Easy goals that you can crush and feel that momentum going forward.
Nick, you're coming to Advance, right, in November? Nick, you need to come to Advance in November. Did you hear how she muted herself real quick? John and I are co-teaching this day, the first day, and he's literally taking this All It Takes Is a Goal stuff, and then we're weaving it into MREA. So, Nick, it's not that far, 4 hours. Get your car, drive on up from Miami to Tampa. This day with him, because if I think you're right, if we can, we need to stack up some wins. And if we can stack up some wins, that can help us out a lot. I'm gonna put the link in the chat for Advance. We've got room for about 30 more people, and then we'll probably cap it. So I'll put some links in. Okay, Breanne, you're up next. Good morning.
Good morning. So for what I've done is not only just set a goal, I make my bed every morning, and just having that one small thing done helps me to get back on track and set that. I also plan little trips for myself. So using like a weekend, and right now Disney has been our outlet for where we go to get away. And I just plan a weekend trip to go and just make sure that I do that. And of course, as soon as I plan a trip, what happens? A business starts coming. So those are just ways that I make sure I stay out of burnout.
Listen, time off is key, and part of the challenge is some of you wear your constant schedule like it is a badge of honor, and it's constant work. I'm falling into a trap of constant work right now myself, honestly, to be fully transparent. I was working last night. I've been working on Saturdays, like, so I get it that we have this desire to go do it. But Brianne, we got to take time off. We love Jordan Fried's 137, which we learned from Jenny Wallach several years ago, right? One non-real estate day a week. Y'all put it in your calendar. Kim Wallace asked, how do I do it? I said, you just put it in the calendar first and then work around the time off. 1 3-day break a month and 1 7-day break, I don't know, 3 to 4 times a year, 7-day break. And just take that time to step back. And it doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to fly halfway across the planet for a 7-day break. You can do a staycation. A staycation. Do they have staycations in New Jersey, Orly? Is staycation a thing you can do in New Jersey, Orly?
Absolutely. I went to
Okay.
the Grounds of Sculpture this weekend for the day.
See, there you go. Give us your burnout advice.
My burnout advice is to protect myself all the time. So if I've got something in my schedule every day that brings me joy, whether it's lunch with girlfriends, which are also past clients, whether it's looking forward to my pottery or picking up my grandchild, it's almost like it's something to look forward to. So let me get over my prospecting. Let me just get through this where I feel productive because I've got that waiting for me at the end of the day. And I remember years ago having a horrible day where one phone call after another, deals were falling apart. And at about 2 o'clock, I just left the office. Just left the office. I said, today is crap. So let me get rid of that energy, go for some retail therapy, and tomorrow's a new day. And sure enough, you know, the next day I get a come list me call for like a $600,000 house. And I called my girlfriend and I said, what a difference a day makes. So, you know, just have these boundaries, these little things to protect you and to look forward to. So when things are going wonky, it's like, if I can only finish this, I get to do that.
It's so good. It's remembering the rule of thirds. A third of your days are going to be amazing. A third of them are going to be just okay. And a third of them are totally going to suck. And if you just know that in advance, you'll be in good shape and just recognize that it's a, you know, then there's a new day. Thank you, Orly. Pamela Cloud, good morning. Look at that look on her face. So excited to get called on. Good morning, Pamela.
Pam, good morning. Pam. So this is my first time speaking and I'm actually not burnt out yet because I just reissued my license after being in referral for 5 years. So I'm just rebuilding my business and really appreciate being on this call. And what I typically do, and I've done this with other jobs in the past, is listen to a podcast. I like Lewis Howes or Mel Robbins either a health or a workout. That's kind of what I do and get reset.
Pamela, welcome to the call. We're glad you're here. Welcome to Relaunching.
Thanks.
And you're right. Just do something to get your mind moving. I think Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind podcast, great podcast to listen to too. It's just a replay of this, but it's really good. So thank you, Pamela. William?
Hi. Oh, okay. I love this subject. What I used to do, when I was in my former job, I was a very intense job. It took most of almost every single day. But I always reserve Saturdays and Sundays, depending on the weather. But Saturday morning was fishing time. I went out on my boat, and when I'm out on a boat and I'm up out in the water and I'm waiting for the fish to start biting, I'm not thinking of anything else. All I'm thinking of is the fishing. So I just needed that break in order to handle the intensity of my work that I was doing at the time. It was very stressful. So I did that, and anytime I was in the car, and I had a client, it took me an hour to drive there. So every morning I will be listening to an inspiring podcast on my way. So that's how I handled the stress, because I was feeling burnout big time. Alrighty.
You got to have time for you. You got to be the CEO of your energy, which is something we'll talk about today. William, thank you, friend. Amy, hello.
There we go. Good morning, James and Pivot family. Sorry, I'm in my barn taking care of my horses. So I start every morning intentional. And now every morning you get to join me. So one of these mornings I will put them on the camera. But it's a little bit rainy here, so we don't have the camera on. But I just wanted to share that one of the things I have done again is we're all feeling it. And pouring back into your local communities right now, your local businesses. My partner and sister, she's actually on this call somewhere too. We have actually created a social calendar for ourselves, and it is basically have lunch at a local restaurant, have coffee at our favorite coffee shop. And of course, we cover so much ground across New Jersey. So we are always, you know, stopping into different places. Yesterday, sat down at a local restaurant to have lunch. The second I sat down, everybody just started asking me, what's going on with the market? I was getting all the questions. I actually got 5 new contacts just sitting there who haven't met me because the local, you know, the bartender actually shared and said, you know, she's the realtor, she's the go-to. So getting into these businesses and they know your face and they know your presence. I can't tell you the past few weeks when we really started, we actually wrote calendars out of where we go each day. I know it's again to keep us accountable. And our business the past few weeks has just been unbelievable. We've taken more listing appointments in the past month than we have probably across, you know, the past first 2 quarters. So we have really poured ourselves into it. And again, it's making that difference and being present in your community.
That's it. That's a great share, Amy. Thank you to you and your sister for being on. We can't wait to see the horses sometime down the line.
I will get them on the camera one of these mornings.
We would love
Absolutely.
it. We would love
Thank you,
it.
guys.
Yep, we're talking about just, when you're dealing with burnout. The data says that for a real estate agent, I pulled the data literally, August 22nd is the day that you start to experience the most burnout. We're doing a session this afternoon, 2 o'clock Eastern time, called Burnout Is Not a Strategy. It's free. It's at 2 o'clock Eastern. Wednesdaywebinar.jamesdshaw.com is where you can sign up to watch it. If you can't be on live, don't worry. It's 2025. We'll record it. We'll email it to you as soon as the call is done, and you'll be able to watch. But we're hearing about how you overcome burnout. We'll take a couple of more, and then we'll switch gears and get back to our database conversation that we had yesterday. Sheena Patterson, good morning.
Good morning. Okay,
Oh, you
so
have your
my
Florida
burnout.
State hat on today.
You see that,
Listen,
right?
they're
I'm
off to
repping
a
it
nice hot
off.
start.
Yeah, we are. All right, so what I've been doing, and as you can see me doing now, is I've met up with some ladies and we walk 4 miles a day. That's really helping me. That's really pushing me. That's really getting me out the door, having conversations. And right now, James, because I know you talk about always, when it's slow, think outside the box and do other things and be ready for when it, ramps up. So I've created newsletters, all types of things, and made myself present on social media, where my goal is every day to at least have 10 conversations, no matter what, and then go out and have more conversations. But those 10 are literally Facebook, text, or call. And then I go out from there. And that really motivates me, especially in this market that we're in right now.
I love it. Sheena, thank you. Great share. Diane Barber, good morning.
Good morning. This just makes me really think of Liz Bohannon from the CEO Summit, where she said, you can't outrun your pain, but you can lessen your suffering through community. And so I feel like when we all get this burnout, we tend to isolate and we feel like we're the only ones feeling this. However, when you get into communities like this and you share, you call your best friends, you have water cooler talk, it's at those moments when you're just expressing how you're feeling that you let the others around you lift you up and kind of reset your mindset and your thought pattern.
Listen, you are spot on. You all might remember that I sent you an email a while back that asked if you were frustrated or a little bit annoyed or just a little bit disappointed in your results this year, and that if you were, my encouragement was to not step back but to move in. And I'd sent that note out because I'd noticed a dip in our attendance on the call, which we always see in the summer. If you've noticed, our call attendance has really moved back up this fall as kids are going back to school and stuff. But we always notice a dip. And you're exactly right, Diane, that when we do experience some frustration or disappointment or burnout, we tend to step back, we remove ourselves, we withdraw, when that's the time to get in community. This community was created because of uncertainty and frustration and just, I don't know, annoyance. And so that's why we created it. So use it for that. And it isn't a surprise to me that those of you who are on here regularly, that many of you, not all of you, but many of you who are on here often are having great years. And that while not everyone is having a great year, you know that if you stay plugged in and then implement what we talk about, your great year is coming too. It's a good thought. Anna Kruger, you want to get the last word on this? Sorry to everybody I didn't get to today, but you all can put it in the chat. But Anna, you want to get the last word?
Yeah, and if you hear some craziness, my washing machine just went off kilter. So sorry about that.
Oh, you're doing towels or sheets or something. That thing goes
Oh, something's
crazy.
in there.
Yeah.
So something that helped me a ton, because, and I'm going to say this even as someone who coaches lead gen, but I mean, I just could not stand the thought of being on the phone any longer. And my coach encouraged me, why don't you sit in different locations? And that made a huge difference for me. I could not believe the difference that made in my energy just sitting in different places. So sometimes I would sit at the market center, sometimes I would sit on my back porch, sometimes I would sit in my home office. But just the change of location, even though my activity wasn't different, I just felt very different about it. And then I used to coach with Kate Podolsky. She was my coach for a long time. Some of you know her. She's so brilliant. And she asked me one time, how much time off do you need to avoid burnout? Because she was noticing I was getting burnt out and then planning the vacation, and then it would be, 2 months out at best. So then you're operating in that burnt out state. And so that question, how much time off and what's your cadence to avoid burnout really changed that for me. So for me, it's usually a 3-day weekend once a month and a 2-week vacation twice a year. Everybody's different, but that's a great question. I thought I'd pass along to everybody.
It's a great share. And this is why too, if we can go into our calendar and map out when our 3-day breaks are going to be and when our vacations are going to be and map them out in advance, then now you're just working in between those times. And when you're working in between those times, then this, you know, maybe the anxiety and stress doesn't come as much because you know you have something to look forward to. We've got the end of this month. Terry and I are stepping away to celebrate 15 years, y'all. 15 years. 15 years we've been married. And apparently we didn't know the secret to a happy marriage until Tim Johnson told us last week. But next month will be 15 years. And so, you know, that's in the calendar. And then we know when we're going away for the holidays. And then spring break is already planned. And then next summer's vacation's already planned. Like, those pieces are in there. And now I'm just working in between. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. It is 7:59 Eastern. It's good to see you. It's your friend James Shaw. And I'm honored and thankful that you would choose to make Pivot Shift Ahead part of your day. It's our two mastermind calls in one. The first half, we talk about, you know, something usually you brought up in the Facebook group. Today, we did a whole thing about just understanding burnout and how we overcome it, because it's real common in this industry to have burnout. I'm doing a session this afternoon at 2:00 Eastern called Burnout is Not a Strategy. Just a little 20-minute look about, you know, kind of recognizing when it creeps in and then just some ideas and strategies to work through it. That's at 2:00 Eastern time, about 20 minutes. It will be recorded. And if you go to wednesdaywebinar.jamesdshaw.com, wednesdaywebinar.jamesdshaw.com, then you can join us, and that would be great. Love to see you there. Today, we're continuing the conversation we had yesterday, which was this how certain are you that your database knows that you're still in the business? And we talked about that. And then I gave you homework. And you know, I don't know how many of you did the homework. If you did it, great. You had some ahas. If you didn't do the homework, you still got a chance to go do it. And that was, go do a database audit. Go do a database audit to inspect what you think is happening. Is your database hearing from you frequently? And if they are, great. And if not, what adjustments do you need to make? Some of you reached out to me yesterday via text. You can always text me or email me or message me whenever you want. And said you had some pretty surprising ahas. And I heard from people who are selling a lot of houses, like people who are literally knocking on the door making $1 million a year selling houses, who had some pretty big ahas. If they're having ahas around their database, I bet everybody is. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, we always do something good. Tulio, good morning.
Good morning, James. So I believe it was yesterday that Will Clark shared with us about his typewritten from a typewriter thank you letters. And I just happened to get one from him yesterday. And I went ahead and scanned it and emailed it to you, James, to share with folks. But to begin with, this thing is brilliant. The paper is amazing. Like, I'm holding the envelope right now and I don't want to let the envelope down. It's like papyrus times 10. It feels good. And the letter is beautiful. It's a small letter. You know, it's like he said, half page, but it's not half page like this. It's half page vertical, and it's got all his info. It's beautiful, and it's really well thought out. It's a thank you letter to me because I did an interview with him for Real Pivot Connections, and he just covered so much that we didn't get to cover during our conversation, and he really does these. So, James, please share this with everybody. I think it's a brilliant idea, but it's not just what was written. It's even how it feels. I'm going to keep this, Will. Good job.
It's pretty cool. I love it. Yeah, I just got it. Thank you for sending it to me. We'll share it. And if you missed that yesterday, you can go to wherever you listen to podcasts, type in Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind and re-listen to yesterday's call where Will talked about that. Tulio, thanks for honoring him and for sharing that with us as well. Irene, good morning in Toronto.
Hey, good morning from Toronto. Thank you so much, James. You know, it's funny. Tulio said typewriter. There's probably people on this call that haven't even seen a typewriter. In any case, I do have something really interesting. We had such great calls last week about being prepared and asking the right questions. And some of you heard that I was going on a listing appointment in our farm for properties that were actually owned by an agent who called for my help and our team's help. I prepared for that like more than I prepared for any other appointment ever. I did historical data. I pulled numbers from when they bought and what their expectations would have been. I had a stack an inch high, and I sat down and they said, so what do we need to do? And I said, this is what you need to do. They said, okay, where do we sign? I had no fight. I had nothing. They said, we trust you. We can't do this yourself. We know price was an issue. We want your guidance and your marketing. Just tell us what to do. I was just like, you could have picked my jaw up off the table. It was so great.
Well, you're good at what you do. People trust you. You add a lot of value. And when you do that consistently, then you have appointments like that too, which is great.
Yeah.
Irene, thank you. Appreciate you very much. Well, let's get after it this morning. I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody something good, but you're welcome to put it in the chat. The thing that's been on my mind over the last few days is this idea of how certain you are that your database knows that you're still in the business. And I brought this up yesterday because, look, your database knows a ton of people that got their real estate license, but they don't know a ton of people who've actually been good at it. They know a lot of people who said they were going to give it a shot and see if they could make it work, but they don't know a lot of people who are succeeding. They know a ton of people who said they were going to give it a try, but they don't know a lot of people who've actually built a successful business around it. And so my question for you was, how certain are you that they know you are succeeding, that they know you are thriving, that they know you are still here and able to help them? Now, most of you said, oh, they know. Even you, some people said 100% of my database knows that I'm in the business, which we know is not true. And so I asked yesterday, I said, go do a little audit. And we use the DTD2 system, right? That's the system that you can use to stay in contact with your database. You just break it down into two letters a week by last name. And this week just happens to be everybody whose last name starts with P and everybody whose last name starts with L. And I said, why don't you go audit the P's and the L's and look and see, when was the last time they heard from you? Are they in a flow with you? Are they connecting with you? And I suggested that at a minimum, they're hearing from you three times a month, whether that's text or email or phone call or whatever. I said, but ideally, they're hearing from you twice a week in some way. It doesn't matter to me what you do, but something in that range, anywhere between twice a week to three times a month, I think is a great space, whatever works for you. And I said, go do an audit and just see. Well, I got some text messages yesterday, and Lee Corey, you sent me one. And I want you to share the aha that you and Paul had as you went and looked at your P&Ls, because I think for you, you guys run a very successful business, an elite one. But I think you had some pretty key ahas yesterday.
Big key ahas. Thanks, James. You just get on this rhythm and you have these events and you have these emails and the newsletters and the texts and everything going out. And you think, yeah, I'm talking to everybody. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Well, then I went and I pulled the reports. Command is just amazing. And I don't really dig into it as much, but you can, when you section off your P&Ls, you can see when you last contacted the person. So everybody's been last contacted on September 4th because the newsletter went out. Well, guess what? There were about 25 people in the P's and L's that didn't get contacted because they unsubscribed. So I went through and I'm like, I haven't talked to these people in 2 years, some of them. And I thought I was communicating with them. And that's just the P's and L's. So I told Sheila, we got to just make a push for all the unsubscribes and find out how we can get into rapport with them. Yes, we call them, but even when we call, we leave messages sometimes. So we haven't connected.
It's a couple of reminders in there. And first is our goal obviously is not to talk to 100% of the people 100% of the time. Like, I don't want to set an unrealistic expectation here. And Lee, we're going to, of course, have unsubscribes. But the aha was to go in and figure out who is it we think is hearing from us that actually isn't. And get in flow with them in some way. So Lee, now that you know this, what might you do differently to reach out to people? Because we know we're going to have unsubscribes. I have some of you unsubscribed. One of you got all mad at me because you didn't get the information on Elevate Hotels and you're involved in everything and come to everything and do everything we do. And I said, dude, you didn't get it because you unsubscribed from my email. So it happens. Yeah. But how do we stay in a flow with people, Lee?
It's a little tricky, but Elaine has introduced us to Mixly. It's another service. And we're having a coffee and connections on September 19th. And I said, Sheila, everybody that unsubscribed, they're getting invited to the coffee and connections through Mixly. So they're going to get the email. even though they unsubscribe from command, and they're getting invited to an event. So that's the first try, is to see if we can touch them somehow, and then make calls.
It's good. Yeah, we got to be in call. We have to call them. We have to call them, just because we know they're unsubscribing from the email. And at least if we call, they see the number on their phone, and they may listen to the voicemail. And then if we send a handful of texts a year, as long as you're doing all this, obviously you've got to be compliant with TCPA. But if you're doing this in a way that's compliant with that, it's multiple touches. And then honestly, Lee, I think the United States Postal Service, if we can be in their mailbox in some way as well, that helps. Lee, thank you so much. Jessica, you commented too, because you and Tulio looked at some of this yesterday for you. What was the takeaway you guys had?
So Tulio will back me up on this, but 4 years ago, our follow-up was dismal. We were doing great business, but we weren't staying connected after the fact. And now 4 years later, we have a 200 plus touch system. If it's firing on all cylinders and we have a mailing address, an email, and a phone number, it is one touch per household every 4 days. And so that's kind of what we aim for. But my big aha is we moved our CRM in April. You think I would have done an audit? Nope. I'm just now getting to all of the audits and all the pieces and our connection to our mailing house, kind of like AM cards. We use mailbox power. Went down. Instead of having one group of 800, it had 800 groups of one, which doesn't work for what I needed to do. And so I finally finished that yesterday. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's not a big deal. I'll get to it and the cards and stuff like that. We send 800 cards a year. Home anniversaries, congratulations on closings, birthdays. We send 4 postcards to our local clients. None of that was happening because the connection between the two systems was down. And so I fixed that yesterday. And what it revealed to me is we had about 20 or 30 people that moved that I didn't know they'd moved. And so we had to fix that. We had to update that. We had to get them on the right list. And then it revealed 230 of our clients that have been living in their houses in our market for anywhere from 1 to 10 years. And so that is now what we are doing, CMAs for the next 6 weeks. We are calling every single one of those 230 households. And if we can't get 20 listings, then we didn't make enough phone calls.
Mm. Good for you to go do the work and have the ahas and then just make the adjustments that you've got to make. And a lot of times, Jessica, the adjustments are tiny. It's little tiny adjustments that allow you to succeed. Jess, thank you so much. Okay, let me go through real quick. I want to go to Stephanie, because Stephanie, I don't think you share that often. In fact, you've maybe never shared. So I want to give you a chance this morning, Stephanie. Good morning.
I had to unmute. I'm driving to the office and listening to you guys. This has been a great call. So I'm sure a lot of the people on this call have done the gap calculation, but I did a mastermind yesterday with the top 1% of agents across Georgia. And the biggest takeaway from that was that most of our business comes from repeat referral deals. So working that database, and there's always a way to improve it. So for me, I base my business off of the MREA model, right? The book is like my operations manual. So there's a calculation in there that says if you do the 36 touch, meaning that you touch your database, every single person in your database 36 times, there's a 12-to-2 ratio. I know it's changed a little bit, but let's just assume that's a 12-to-2 ratio based on historical data. So if you know, let's say 300 people that you're cultivating and doing that 36 touch, divide that by 12, because out of 12 people, you should be getting 2 pieces of business. So that's a 12-to-2 ratio. So one piece of business is a direct piece of business from that client, from that database. And then one should be a referral. That's on average. So if you divide, let's say you have 300 people, divide that by 12 and you multiply that times 2, multiply that times your average commission, we got a number of $500,000 in income. That if you're not getting that from your database, there's gaps, there's holes, you know, where we can increase our marketing. And it's not just emails, it's the mixture of face-to-face and calls and texts and emails and postcards. So it's that 36 touch that gets you to that conversion rate. Sorry, I just had to share
Stephanie,
that.
Nailed it. Stephanie, I'm so proud of you. This gets me excited. And we actually do a whole class on this called What's Your Database Worth that starts with that as the model. The take the number in the database. I like to cut a step, so I just say divide it by six, right? So you take the number in the database, divide it by six, you'll get the same answer. Yep. Multiply it times your average commission and so on and so forth. Now, the key is your touch plan has got to be running consistently for 2 to 3 years to get that return. So if you start that touch plan tomorrow, and this is where real estate agents get in trouble, is they go, oh, I get that. Okay, I can go do that. And they run their touch plan for like 3 weeks and they're going, this isn't working. And or maybe they run it for 3 months or 6 months and they go, this isn't working, this isn't working. No, it's 2 to 3 years. It's 2 to 3 years of consistent focused touching to the database for you to get that return that's listed in MREA. But if you're willing to do it, the payoff is huge. And that gap analysis you talked about tells you, here's where we are, here's where we should be. There is opportunity right there in the middle. The opportunity lives inside of your database. Stephanie, thank you so much. Jennifer, I want to go to you next. Good morning.
Good morning. So I, it's embarrassing. I can't believe I'm sharing this.
No, but you're supposed to share. That's the point.
A couple weeks ago. So I send out a newsletter every week and I've been doing it for over a year. And I have about a 45% open rate on it, which is great. And a couple weeks ago, I had someone respond to my weekly newsletter, and it goes out at the same time every week. It's the subject line is the same thing. And the woman responds and says, oh, don't forget to show my house. I've just listed it with X, Y, and Z. And I thought, how is this possible? So I had to sit in it for a minute until I realized that maybe I'm not asking for the business enough. Maybe I'm not literally, like you said, making that small change and physically asking for the business. So yesterday I got a call from somebody that got divorced and her and her now ex-husband split, and I got them into rentals. And yesterday she sends me an email that says, like, it was all very sweet, but could you help me buy a house? And I thought, clearly my message, something's off, because now it's twice that I am not being clear enough. So it was clarity. And then, you know, I did do the homework, and there's also been good things that have come out of it. But I just think that even though you're getting in touch with them and you're in front of them every week, sometimes it's not clear enough. They're not seeing it.
Yep. We see this all the time inside of Inspire Collective. You know, we'll have people, this happened yesterday. In fact, she might even be on the call today. She's been a member in Inspire for 2 years and just wasn't quite sure where to go find the recording of one of the calls. And yet she's been an Inspire member for a long time. And that's a message that we share multiple times a week about how to find it. And yet people don't always know because it's not on their radar. They're not paying attention. And that's because they have other things to pay attention to. That's not anybody's fault. And your database has other things to pay attention to that they forget. And so the things I'd like for us to consider, Jennifer mentioned one of them is, do you have clarity on your goal in the touch? So when you're reaching out to the database, is the goal to create awareness around something or to earn opportunity in business? Do you have clarity around the goal?
Can I also say one other thing is that sometimes I find that when I'm dealing with clients, I feel like some people can hear me, right? I can be in front of them, speaking to them eye to eye, and they can hear me. And others, I can speak to them and I think, nope, I have to follow up with an email because they perceive it better in writing. So now I'm digging deeper because clearly not everybody is able to read it and comprehend what I'm trying to put out there.
That's right.
So those people that maybe need to be in front of me, they're the ones that need to go on the coffee dates and out to lunch and let's grab a drink of wine, a glass of wine.
Jennifer, that's a reminder that you cannot over communicate. It's impossible to over communicate with the database and check in. So get clarity around the goal of the touch. Get clarity around what your follow-up need to look like. But then there's two other things I want you to be careful of. Number one, do not assume that no news is good news. Like the fact that you haven't heard from them is okay because if they need you, they'll reach out. I think you actually are looking for replies. And an example yesterday, I emailed everyone coming to Advance yesterday, which is our business planning event in November. I emailed all of them. There's almost 400 coming about an opportunity that we're going to add And nobody responded, not one person. So that tells me either A, they aren't interested in it, right? Or B, my message didn't have a reason to reply to let me know of interest. Like there was no, or some people didn't get it, or some people didn't open it. I get it. I post it in the Facebook group and all that kind of stuff. But if I'm sending out to 400 people, I would expect to get some kind of reply at least from somebody. And so I have to go investigate it and figure out why is that. So we had to be careful about assuming no news is good news. Number three, I believe we have an over-reliance on passive communication. And what I mean by that is your social media posts. I think you're counting social media posting as database communication and that as a touch and that they're hearing from me. And I don't think it is. I think that's extra and it's bonus and it's icing, but it's not a touch. And so I want you to be careful. Like when you look at your touch plan, you cannot say I posted on my social media is a database touch. That is an over-reliance on passive communication, and we've got to consider that. I hope that this was helpful for you to look at today. If you didn't have a chance to go back and do the audit, I would recommend doing it. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about really what your frequency of the touches should be to the database and the channels. Well, three things, really. Frequency, channels, and message. How often, how, and what's the value? We're going to talk about those three things tomorrow. I'd love for you to go into Pivot Shift Ahead and share more of your ahas. Maybe you're having some challenges with your database. Go into the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group and ask some questions. Find out what others are doing to get into a better flow with the people in their database so they can earn business so that you can be certain that when someone thinks of real estate, they'll think of you. I encourage you to go do that. Next, I want you to come hang out with us today at 2 o'clock Eastern for Burnout is Not a Strategy. You can join at wednesdaywebinar.jamesdshaw.com. If you love what we do here, let's go deeper. Join the Inspire Collective, which is our membership community. You can get details at jamesdshaw.com. And then finally, let's connect on the socials at jamesdshaw. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you. I got a lot of love for you. We'll see you around. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration, and I'll see you this afternoon.